Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is he's already in his 21st year with us as a great member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate that anniversary in a few months. The founder of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry. He's the author of at least 5 books, and most of them I think we've launched on this show. Faithful Finances 101 is one of them. Look Up America is another one. Wall Street Wisdom from the life of Sir John Templeton. I didn't say that exactly right, but I don't have it in front of me because it's my favorite book. It's dog-eared and laying in my other office. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim, always.
Financial Wisdom from the career of Sir John Templeton. Say it again. I want to tell people about the title.
Ten golden rules for financial success, lessons from the life of Sir John Templeton.
That's it. All right, folks. It's a great book. Hey, Gary, I'm glad you're here. You've got a long track record as an investment expert, as a Wall Street expert. You're now recovering from all that. as you look back and then we look forward, how I believe we're on the threshold of major paradigm shifts in the way people think about investing. I know cryptocurrencies, and I'm not talking about Bitcoin, I'm talking about crypto assets, tokens, and things like that. I think that's going to change things. I believe that in 25 years, Wall Street won't really mean what it used to in terms of what's going on there, like it does now. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As long as we have a capitalist system, Jim, you know, that's identified or often called creative destruction. Mm-hmm. It is constantly destroying one thing in order to create something hopefully better. I'm a little skeptical of the words new and improved, but as conservative, but, you know, a lot of things. When I started in the business, Jim, I just recently retired for your audience. There was no such thing as money market funds.
Right.
We thought that was an incredible invention. Mm-hmm. I just cannot tell you. Oh, let me give you an example. I went through management training with Payne Weber. I had to come back to the office, do an actual assignment, and then give it to my manager as a true recommendation. And you know what it was? It was to figure out if we needed a fax machine. We have now gone beyond faxes to emails to God knows what, Jim.
I know.
It's just been unbelievable to see the change when I look back. You know, there were no index funds,
but the
Jim.
The thing is, though, what you're talking about, see, is what I call next step changes. Do I need a fax machine? Do I need a computer? Do I need a broadband as opposed to dial-up? Those are what I call one-step-up changes. But what I see coming is what I'm calling quantum leap changes. And by that I mean the new reality is more than one step above where we are. It's at least two, maybe more, and it's the kind of thing that's going to be harder for us to get our head around, like a Wall Street that isn't Wall Street anymore. What do you think?
Well, there really isn't. There never has been anything called Wall Street, Jim. You know, there's a street up there, but Lord.
But that's the metaphor. My point is that's the metaphor for the seat of power of capitalism. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. But it's not as if, you know, there are actual. It's like at the bank. You know, they show those big doors on the vault and everybody feels nice and secure, but there's never been any money in those vaults.
Yeah.
you know, it's a confidence thing, Jim. When you get right down to capitalism, it's a confidence thing. 60 Minutes last night did a thing on Bitcoin. Right. And the lady was talking about what is money, and that's something I've dealt with for the last 30, 40 years, asking Sir John what it was and so on. It can be the simplest thing from a coin to the most.
It's what we place value in, right? It's what we place value
in. It's what we have confidence in, Jim.
And value it's value in exchange. That's what Smith called, Adam Smith called value in exchange. That's what money is for sure, which it could be anything. It could be apples. It could be Bitcoin. It could be dollars. It could be the pound sterling. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with our good friend Gary Moore and get into his belief that he thinks there's got to be a recession coming up pretty soon. I don't agree with him, and we're going to have that debate after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.